Blog Talk Radio.
A second, you're absolutely correct. You have just tuned in to Taino Radio, Radio Taino, que pasa, Taka Taino Boninque, na Sanacori, Luis Ramo. Like to thank everyone. This is Sanacori, aka Taino Sagrado, right here in Taino Radio. This is a brand new show. We're starting on Friday, and today is January 2021. In the future, what holds for this indigenous music and activism? Well, this is a brand new show. A lot of people have been emailing me about music in the indigenous way and also about activism in the indigenous way. So guess what? This show is going to merge both, okay? And we're going to have an exciting indigenous woman in our show. I'll introduce her later. That's 4-1. And let me just tell you, I'm very excited. I can't believe this. Okay? It took so long to get this show together after reading the emails and stuff. I like to give a shout out. That's right. Special shout out to Japan. I can't believe it. Japan's been tuning in for the past 3 weeks. Australia, I got you. I got you down under. Yup. And check this out. Russia has been with us for like good 2 months. Okay. Bosnia, you've been tuning in. Belgium, I haven't heard from you for a while, Belgium. So I'm calling you back. Come on, Belgium, come back. United Kingdom, you're in fifth place, believe it or not. You're still in fifth place. You know, I get these stats with the ratings of who listens. And Morocco. You've been with me for 4 months. Amazing. Okay. Colombia and South America. The Caribbean. That's right. Borinquen has been with us. Third place. We got Dominican Republic. Quisqueya, Haiti. We got Jamaica. Jamaica. These are the homelands of the Taino. That's right. This is amazing. I want to give a special shout out to the United States of America. You're in first place, like always. We've been going through a lot of rough stuff this past week, especially Wednesday. We had an insurrection. Yeah, that's right. Some white supremacists got the itch to go live in live living color and try to start some chaos. Well, I'd like to give a special honor to some four people that died. And actually, there were five, I believe. There was just came out, a Capitol police officer died. And want to send out the condolences to his family. It was just chaotic, man. Just chaotic. But you know what? As an indigenous person, activist, you saw it brewing for years. Yep, 1492. That's when it all started. That's right. That's right. 1492. So we're going to get into some into that later, you know. But I just want to say, bring it on. We're ready. We're ready. The activists are ready. The indigenous activists are ready. So this special show, we're going to talk about indigenous music and activism. Okay? Wait, I can't forget the great country of Canada. Canada's, that's right, if you heard the horn. Canada's been there for 3 years. I mean, third place. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Is that my good old Guatiao, my good old brother here? Is that Black Feather? Are you with us?
Hey, what's up?
All right, Guaribo warrior, listen, man. I'd like to thank you for being here. This is our first show together. You're my co-host right here.
Man.
You know,
yeah,
you
man,
turn
been
me
been
on.
A while.
Been around, but you know, I used to listen to a lot of rappers, you know, in the indigenous world. You know, one of my favorites, as you know, is Superman, you know, but you turned me on. What's that group you turned me on to?
Snotty Nose Red Kids, man.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
Those boys go hard. And their DJ,
Bro, when I was in Borinquen in Puerto Rico for 4 months, I was showing people that song. They were digging it, man. Their songs, they were digging it, man.
You cannot dig it.
Yo, I love that song. They talk about the water. What is it, Michi Machoni? But they were talking about. I can never remember the lyrics though.
Man,
I love it, but I always mess it up. Like pour me some water in my cup so I could throw you in the face.
Oh, yeah. Pour me a cup so I could pour it on your face and wake your dumb ass up. Hey.
Yeah. That's the word. Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, that wakes me up all the time.
Canada's got some real bars just like laying around that the rest of us just don't know about, you know?
Yo, let me tell you something.
What's that?
No, let me just tell you something that Canada every week when it comes to listeners, Canada. So I know they're tuning in, those indigenous.
Yeah.
Yep, they're tuning in, man. They've been there since I'm going on 2 years. Canada's always in third place. So I always give a shout out to them. Sometimes I play the music up there. But
most definitely. Shout out to Canada. Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm always giving honor to that Gentle Warrior. That's one of my favorite songs from Canada, Gentle Warrior, Kalana Johnson. And, man, I'm telling you, man, I can't wait. I'm really excited right now because we have a special person we're going to introduce. So let me just give a little bio. I just received a bio straight off the press. Let me see. I'm going to my Gmail here. And I'd like to thank you, Black Feather, for reaching out to her and introducing her to Taino Radio.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. So check out. Before I go to the bio,
it's all about
you know
the business
what?
Voices, man.
You know what? Well, let's do it like this. I want to read the bio, and then you give me what's your impression, okay?
Okay.
Sikangu Lakota, I hope I pronounced that correct. She's the founder of the Lakota Tribes of Nebraska, I believe is .org. 25 years as a special education parent advocate. That's cool. Special education. I know I deal with a lot of those families as well as a therapist, and it's tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's also 22-year career as a Midwest only indigenous female hip hop artist. There you go.
Wow.
And she says her music is very healing as well as uplifting, and her sound can be best described as indigenous hip hop with a Midwest feel. That's not bad. And she likes to share her personal experiences through music and by doing community outreach in the hopes that she can encourage others to fight for what's right, stand strong, and remain resilient. There you go. That warriorship. Well, give me your impression, you know, talking to her and stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, man, we met back, I'm going to say last year, maybe 2 years ago, you know. You know me, trying to connect to as many indigenous, as many cousins across the Americas, you know, Kurama Bay, just trying to connect and learn as much as I can from them. Because, you know, when I started my own journey, I was real young. I was like 18, 17, you know, when we met, you know. That was like 10 years ago. Shit, almost.
Wow.
And I bumped into her on Facebook, and we chit-chat every now and then. And every time we do so, it's all love, man. It's all love. All love, all history. It's all, you know.
Right.
All about the Great Spirit and everything that falls in place with that, you know. real balance with this woman. Real balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know,
she.
yeah. It's kind of cool
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
I also as a woman, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a woman, and she was talking about she's trying to do some radical things, you know, and it's not
Yeah.
really traditional Taino as per se, but she's trying to merge some stuff together. And what I told her was go for it, man. And I gave her the example of hip hop. You know, hip hop is not a
Yeah.
traditional native music, but guess what? The natives took it. And they created their own narrative, you know. So you know what?
Hey,
It's very.
the first, as a matter of fact, not to cut you off, but the first person ever using the term MC was a Jamaican native from the islands.
You see, bro,
Yamaye.
this is why you're one of our indigenous music experts here in Taino Radio. So, Wasabara 1491. I love that year, 1491.
1491, man.
Because we all know what happened. Yo, what are your thoughts about what happened Wednesday, man? What do you think about that? Yo,
Wednesday,
we had a little coup.
You talking about the whole little raid on the
yeah,
on
some
the
angry.
what was it? What was it? The White House? I'm not even sure myself.
No, it was the U.S. Capitol where
the
senators
Capitol
hang
building.
out.
Wow.
Yeah, they took over, man.
The,
You know, a lot of the
the Senate gets together and talks on laws and things like that, right?
Exactly. And they were certifying the election, the Electoral College decisions. So every state sent a representative, right?
Man,
to make Biden.
Man, now that you bring that up, man, I'm not going to say that I ignored it, but I saw it coming, you know?
Yo,
like, man, you
I
know
started.
me. I speak openly on the U.S. and all of its, not policies, but it's happenings, you know. And this was a drop in the pool, you know. This is nothing new. This isn't a surprise. It's a surprise for 2021, you know.
Yeah.
After so many centuries and decades of it going on, we caught it on camera, to say the least. We caught it on camera.
Well, you know what's crazy? As an activist, you know, I've been in a lot of protests and stuff like that, both indigenous and
definitely.
You know, main culture. You know, you know we march together, and there's always
of the
tons of police,
Brothers of the
SWAT team. You know, when we did that that walk across Manhattan, we had three different police
I did
units.
That shit barefoot.
Yep. Word. And we oh word, you did it barefooted?
Yeah, you remember?
Oh,
I didn't
damn.
Have shoes. I didn't have shoes all year, man.
Oh my God. But the thing is, you saw the SWAT team, the SWAT team. They started with the SWAT team, and then they got some other people. And I got a call 10 o'clock at night because this is like a secret thing. You know, we had the secret security, and the police called me 10 p.m. They had my number and everything. And they told me, what's up, Lou? Why are you doing this? You didn't tell us anything. I'm like, nah, man, we're just going to walk in the sidewalk peacefully.
Yeah.
We don't need a permit. They showed up the next day with the SWAT teams all to Washington Heights, 15 miles. All of a sudden, you got the MAGA people showing up to the Capitol. There's no military, right?
Right.
they just
right.
had the Capitol Police. How are you going to have millions? Oh, man, this is out of control.
They have them on camera just walking these guys right in. Like, man.
And they're taking selfies and all that, right? And yet.
Mind you, I'm going to say maybe last week, two protesters of the Keystone Pipeline got arrested. Peaceful protesting.
There
you
go.
Squatters, basically squat protesting is what I'm going to call it. Because you just sit there, you squat, you don't let them come in and push you around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They try to pick you up, you go limp. No resistance. You want to move me? Move me. I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to walk with you. You know what I'm saying? This is a peaceful protest. They got arrested on site. You had. By the time these, 1,500 to 1,000 people were done destroying and rampaging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Just
man.
Busting right
Yeah.
through the Capitol building. Not a
They kill a
single
police
person.
officer. They kill a police officer. They with a
Oh,
fire
what?
extinguisher. Yeah, they
I
just came out
heard that there was
today.
a death. Wow.
It was a
I
police
heard it was a
officer.
13 arrests. 13 arrests, one shot.
Oh no, wait, way
What?
more. It was 52 now, and now they're putting the pictures up, FBI. But
52 arrests?
imagine if it was the Indian American Indian movement marching in there with Black Lives Matter. Oh
What?
man.
It would have been Wounded Knee all over again. Man, you
Yo.
remember the protest in Borique some decade ago where they marched to the oh God, I don't remember the name of the street, but straight up to the mayor's office. I think it was an all females march in female solidarity.
All
Everyone was
right.
tased, everyone was beaten. It was a peaceful protest. Where they hang all those umbrellas in that one photo? You know that one special event. You see all these colorful umbrellas. You know, sometime before that, maybe actually, but yeah, police like peaceful
Well, check this.
protesting when you have a real message. You know, and I'm gonna say that a real message, something that comes from knowledge, understanding and origin, they don't want that to get out. They don't want that to get out. So what they do is they shut it down on the spot.
That's it.
Arrests, deaths even, you know?
Yeah,
And they
man.
sweep it under the rug. They sweep it under the rug. This, we have it on camera. We have it on
Yep.
camera. You let it happen. You wanted it to happen. And you were okay with it letting it happen. And there's no repercussions.
That's it, man.
There's no backlash in the same vein that we get as indigenous people, as or even Democrats, you know, when Occupy Wall Street happened, those were Democrats. Democrats and Republicans, maybe, you know.
Well,
But the
check this
majority of
out.
them, you know,
Go ahead.
it's crazy.
Well, check this out, man. Indigenous music and activism. Wow. We have a tool, we have a way to approach these problems in society, especially our indigenous communities. At this time, I want to introduce, it's the first
Let's
time for
go.
me, it's 4-1. Yeah. Are you there, 4-1?
Well, I am here. Can you hear me?
Ah,
What is
here we
up,
go.
cousin?
Okay, this is
What up, big
awesome.
world? This your girl, 4-1.
All right, let's
That's
go.
amazing. Well, hey, we're here to listen, man. I gave that short bio. My brother here gave a nice intro. Take it away, man. It's gonna be your show right now. Indigenous music. Wow, tell us what's going on. Where do you live actually now?
Okay, well, I am out of Nebraska at the current moment in Lincoln, Nebraska, but I hail from South Dakota. And that word that you're, the tribe, the word, is, you know, in that bio reads, Tichangu Lakota, very proud. And Tichangu.
Sichangu, got you.
Wow, that's beautiful,
And
man. So,
so, you know, earlier you had mentioned, you know, about, you know, indigenous hip hop. And, you know, I just want to give a, you know, throw out a couple more names, you know, let this world know we
yeah,
out
let's
here.
go. Let's
We
go.
out here. And, you know,
Indigenous
we
hip
got
hop
Drake,
was one of the
we got
biggest.
Prolific, we got Red Eagle, we got Frank
Yep.
White, Waylon,
Frank
we got
Wong,
Luke Wiley,
yes.
we got A5, we got Seville. I mean, we've got Diz Dean. He up in Idaho. That's your
Yes.
let's see. I mean, the list goes on. We got Carradine down in Florida. You know,
Yes, yes.
you know. I mean, we out here and like. You know, the bio stated, you know, I've been holding the Midwest down, you know, for 22 years as indigenous and Midwest First Lady of Hip Hop. You know?
Wow.
I'm very
honored.
Proud of that, you know? Very, very proud. And, you know, this world right now, you know, you guys had great input, you know, on what is going on right now. But, you know, the mm-hmm. fact that this mm-hmm. where there is no freedom in a two-party system.
There isn't. There isn't. Especially when that system is not yours.
Well, you know, what do they often say? The lesser of the two evils. That's mm-hmm. that's not an option. What that is the maintenance.
Yep.
The maintenance in keeping jail not looking like jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the
mm-hmm.
the Floyd incident, you know, the Bob, you know, that's about maintaining that supremacy. If you want to keep it real, there is no freedom in a two-party system. Period. You know, and so you go through this, you know, you go through this maintenance stage. You know, there's about four stages of maintaining white supremacy, and you know, my voice was given to me by the Creator, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. The voice is a powerful weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you know, I didn't push a single indigenous to go to the polls. And I'm going to tell you why, because I don't support colonialism. I don't support supremacy.
Exactly.
I'm not going to participate in the events to keep them in place.
Exactly. I'm with you right there. With you right there all the way.
That Constitution, it only applies to its citizens. You know, to its
Section
citizens.
2, Article 6, is it? Or Article 6,
yeah,
Section 2, the Constitution. Read
I am a member of the Sichangu tribe, which makes me sovereign.
That's right.
So.
Exactly.
That whole slavery, that whole everything, that only applies to its citizens. I am not your citizen.
I am an
original inhabitant of Turtle Island. Because that's what this stuff is.
That's it.
No treaty honored since 1511. Let's go.
Well, you know. You know, this is the thing as indigenous activists, you know, or as I think called cultural keepers, is that we have to keep this momentum, because a lot of this is distractions for, you know, what's going on in our communities, you know.
It is.
But
inspire me to like fire, you know, inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Because
wow.
You know, we don't have that. I'm the residual effect of you know, boarding schools, the Relocation Act, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know? And so I didn't have someone. I don't, you know, I don't have someone to look up to. Nobody brought me this. So,
right.
You know, language, culture, every bit of it, you know, and, you know, for my family and for my community. You know, I never, ever experienced intertribal racism until I moved to Nebraska. Imagine that. Intertribal racism. Indian against, Native against Native. You know, how, what? You know?
That is the worst. Honestly, that is the worst. I have stories.
And I was in my community. We have a center, and it just, we're 52 years, you know, that center has stood and served the community. But in 1987, 1988, I was the first Lakota powwow princess. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
nice.
At that point, the center had already been in existence 30 years. How is that? This is Nebraska. This is home to 5 reservations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I shouldn't have been the first. you know. So those are some of the things that I have overcome being here. So my family, you know, my grandmother, you know, they didn't pass the language on. They didn't pass anything on because of, you know, I mean, my grandma had her registration number tattooed on the inner of her forearm.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's like the Nazis, what the Nazis did, right?
Well, you know where Hitler got that idea from was from President Andrew Jackson.
He gives credit to Andrew Jackson.
Because they were already doing that here. Those concentration camps, mass burial sites. Oh, yeah, that was here. That's where Hitler got his idea.
You know what's interesting? I had a tour. I went on a tour from the Jewish Museum, the Holocaust Museum, and I kept interrupting the guy because they kept talking about Hitler and all this stuff, what he did, and I kept raising my hand like, wait a minute, hold on, he got that from the USA, you know what they did to my people, indigenous people, you know, and they got upset at me. I kept interrupting them because they wouldn't talk about that. Like, yo.
Of course not.
And then it was like,
who were the first priests?
Wow. Oh, check this out. Let's get to some music. I want to sample a song right now. It's called Creator. Okay, I want to play a couple of minutes of it, and I want you, for one, to let us know your thoughts when you created this song. Okay.
Yeah,
so let's give it a couple of minutes, man. It's powwow time. Here we go.
Thank you.
that's an amazing All track right there. Listen,
that
tell us, what inspired you to do this song, Creator, man? Those are tight words there. Tell us, talk to us. Inspire us.
Falling off my, my path.
Mm-hmm.
Experiencing, addiction. Addiction is and hate to say it, just another one of those residual effects of supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, fire water.
Never hate speaking the truth. Never hate speaking the truth. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel that, I'm not the only one, and I wanted to give, I want to talk about it. I want, because we're told not to talk about these things and about the hurt and the pain and,
right.
It takes a lot to be a survivor. I come from, addiction, from parents and, I'll go ahead because it'll go on into the, either one of the next songs that you choose.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my grandma was placed in a position that she had to take, my grandfather's life. And here in Nebraska, it was the last case, which led to Nebraska not having a self-defense law because my grandma beat the case, And I don't want to say beat the case because it came down to her life and her children's life at that moment, and she did what she had to do. But at that time, back then, we're talking about, 1974. And after my grandma was acquitted, Nebraska dropped that self-defense law. So right now, Nebraska, we don't have a self-defense law. But, my grandparents, that's that cycle. And, I'm not lost. I'm not lost. And neither is anyone else that, who lost their way, back, and there is recovery, and I tell you what, the Creator, he's got a funny way of using people, I don't want to say a funny way, but he knows who he needs in his army, and people don't ever think that, some of these tests in life that they're coming from a negative place, because they're not. Most of them, almost all of them, I can guarantee, are coming from the Creator, because he doesn't want no one weak in his army. He wants warriors. And who best to tell the story than someone who's been through it,
That's right. It's personal testimony, your life story. This is it.
Exactly. And that's, like the bio said, that's what my music is. It is a testimony of my life.
Wow. That is amazing. In Taino, the word Guaribo and also Guasabara is warriorship, And wow, this is amazing. This is what the show's about. Activism is that warriorship, the old honor code of the warriors. You know what's cool? Can I just share some? I'm a fancy dancer, and I was taught by a Lakota from Northern Cheyenne. Now I forgot the tribe. Oh my God, it's Northern. Wait, not Northern Cheyenne. Cheyenne River. Oh yeah. Yeah, so my boy Sheldon, he taught me fancy dance. He was a former champion, and he gave me some of my regalia and all that, tradition. I got my feathers, my 74 feathers, to make my own bustles. And the thing that inspired me the most is when they taught me how to spin. The spinning, when you put one foot down and then you go on your toe and you do a complete circle. you know? And it was saying that back in the warrior times, oh, back in against the U.S. government, the American Indian Wars, what happened was the warrior will pitch a stick on the ground, a pole, tie themselves to the pole, right? And they'll start shooting their arrows. And the reason to tie themselves to the pole is there's no retreat. There's no retreat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No? And they will do that in front of the village, you know? So, man. And it takes another warrior of that society to remove the dead body, you know? You know, once the person gets shot because they have these bullets, you know, against arrows. Kind of unfair, mm-hmm. right? So, I always remember when I was out there dancing, you know, you feel like you're in a spiritual realm, but then you start, your legs start giving out, you get the cramps, and that's when I did that. Put that pole right there, that imaginative pole, and I just started spinning, you know, like I was throwing those arrows, you know, and I'm telling you, you can feel those old warriors of old, amazing. So I like to honor all the Lakota warriors from the past, the present, 4-1. This is it. It's all about these connections. Wow.
Mommy.
Wow.
Telling Black Feather is I'm honored to be, you know, the guest tonight because I said, you know, I know of you, and I said, but it was from Fancy Dancing that I knew you. Yes, because I'm a fancy dancer. I was a fancy dancer, you know, back when I was Power Princess. Yeah, and I said, that's where I seen him from before, you know. I said, I know
man.
Who he is.
Brother, this sister's not the only one who's like, hey, you know, you know Luis? I was like, yeah. Hey,
activism, you know?
Yeah, man. And you know what, man? I got a lot of heat for doing that. A lot of people call me traitor or dishonoring the Taino culture for doing that, mm-hmm. you know, going to North. A lot of people call me, what's that word that they call, appropriating, you know. So I kept educating. Yeah, I kept telling people, yo, I was taught this. This is traditional.
What tribe was it that gave you the,
it was the Cheyenne River. Cheyenne River. And also the Canadian tribe as well. My memory's bad today. It's been a while. It's been a while, but I was told, it said, you are a fancy dancer. You were born to be a fancy dancer. And that's when they started teaching me the moves. So when I go out there, I meet Taino people. When I'm on powwows, not one person tells me,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, you're a northern dancer, or this and that. Oh, where are you from? You're Lakota? They always say Taino, you know?
Mm-hmm.
See, our people know each other, man. It's like, what's the beef, you know? So, I don't know.
You know what I would say, man. It's the lack of ancestral understanding. Of
that's it.
The
gifting,
the gifting and things like that, you know?
And that divide they created.
That's
that
it.
That divide they created.
Yeah. Yeah, the divide, yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Colonization,
mm-hmm.
straight up.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's, they can come at you for all they want, but the truth is, you know, Cheyenne River. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lineage, you know? Medicine passed down. That's what that
definitely.
Is. Now we have today... I don't want to drag it this way, but I want to drag the conversation this way. But this is what I do, you know. This is what I do. Medicine gift giving, the law of medicine, the law of gift giving. There are things in you know, the Shikangu, right, that we're not going to do as Taino Awak Garibes, right? Because we don't have that understanding. We don't have that not lack of a better word. We don't have that similarity, right? Things we just won't do. There are things we can't understand because of that. It's not in our culture. It's not in our ancestral teaching. It's not in our origin, you know. But when, and here's the thing that's lacking now, that's been lacking because of the law against our religious, quote unquote religious practice, right? From, like, I'm gonna say 1700s, which actually kind of started long before, like between 1492 and 1511, is where it actually started. Just wasn't written in law, but it's our natural order to teach each other medicine, our own medicines, and pass that to other nations as we come across them. That's natural law. You know, that's natural law. That is what our people, the Taino, right? That's what we call Watiao. That is the exchange, right? If we meet in person, as a matter of fact, me and 4-1, I kind of gave her a little bit of a rundown on Watiao because she gave me her native name, you know, for lack of a better term. And I gave her mine. I was like, hey, you know, this is a very important thing to us. You know?
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that because of elders like past elders, you know, the late Russell Means, you know, when he went into, what was it, the cities, not city court, he went into the, it's on video, and he gives them his name, his origin, how he's connected, his family's origin, things like that. It's very similar to that. You know, what we give is a piece of us.
Right.
Us, you know. And we might not know it now. We might have to learn it. But a majority of our nations have a very similar understanding. And that goes all the way back to the natural understanding, the native understanding, natural law, native law. You know, that is how people like us from the islands are able to even dance as in northern styles, because of the gift giving, because of the passage of medicine.
Yeah.
You know,
that's it.
Our people today, they don't understand that because of laws against things like this, colonial laws against things like this. So we lost those understandings. You know, many of us lost those understandings. I haven't lost it. I relearned it, and I'm here to teach it again, you know?
There you go. But check it out. With that said, I have a song called Me. I'm going to follow 4-1. Let me play this, all right? 4-1, you can get into it, okay?
Yeah, all right. Drop another track.
Bro.
Left me out dead, motherfucker. Looking at my life, battle black eyes, won't forget what you said. No one will believe you, mama said, let no man. Fuck that, baby girl, hit him back, they bleed you. Last time anyone seen you off, baby girl, on my side. And all you wanted to do was snip another line, love's fine. Throw your hands in the air, bite down, let the fantasy see you. All while hollering, do you thinking I'm wrong, telling my truth on one of your songs, but you're not that same guy. Armani is the best thing I can say about being with you, despite what it took. The baby's lost, never forgotten, explaining lies to the STDs that you gave me. Broken back, serious bruise, but still I ride to live another day. Praying that my son keeps their hands at their side. Residual effects from the abuse you put their mama through. And instead of teaching them right, you taught them all the things no man should ever do. And in spite of all of that, bitch, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. I forgive you. Follow me, I'ma lead you. If one of us don't leave, one of us gonna die.
Wow, I got a short version of the track. Wow, that's some deep stuff there. Tell us, speak to us, 401. What is this about?
Pretty much what, you know, what you heard. I was,
yeah.
You know, I told you the history that cycle I came from. And what I do, I went and placed myself in that cycle. And I was in a abusive relationship. My back was broke. I was told I'd never walk again.
Oh, man.
And lost, you know, some children in the process. And, you know, now here I am post-relationship trying to, you know, replace those memories that my children have and myself and heal, you know. So personal experience, just straight up personal experience, you know.
That's it. You know,
I released that song, Funny, you know, Renee Sanson, who you recognize from the Lakota Tribes of the West event that I host. And I released that song right after her niece was found, you know, gone. And and I had dedicated that show at that time to her niece, Alisa Aldridge, you know. And you know, because that unfortunately is what's going on here in the Midwest, is our murderers missing Indigenous women, men, and children. You know, here in this part, it's men and boys that go murdered and missing.
Wow.
No joke.
Can you repeat that again? Can you repeat that again? That's very powerful. Can you repeat that again?
Absolutely. In the Midwest, it's our men and our boys that are going missing.
Whoa.
More than the women. And I testified in front of the Nebraska Judiciary Committee, so, you know, Nebraska Senate, on LB 154. And you know, I was the first speaker of that event, and I placed my granddaughter, India, in front of those senators.
Wow.
And I wanted them to identify, I wanted them to have a face, because it's not right. You know, at this time point, I am going before this committee, asking them to start the tracking, just the mere tracking, because we didn't even have a database to compile the numbers or even keep a record of ours going missing.
Damn.
And, you know, I'm proud to say June 1st this year, you know, was when that tracking began. And I've you know, whatever it takes to make our lives matter. That's what I'm about.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you, you're too worried for doing that. I got one more track. I got another track, all right? It's called My Soldier.
All right.
I just want to tell people, I'm going to open up the lines, 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Before we end the show, I'd like to get some comments from our listeners out there. I'm sorry, all you future listeners who are downloading this show. Sorry you can't speak, you can't call in because you're in the future. But thank you for downloading the show. Always.
Thank you.
4-1.
My phone.
Yeah, man. 4-1.
Yes,
what do you think? It's the, I'm. Wow. speechless.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling in and being here with
pretty self-explanatory, you know?
What's that?
That follow me, talk to my people, that needs to be heard.
I'm telling you, you know what? You know, these songs that I have, they're going to be played again. I'm telling you, this is some... We need a part two. This is part one. I want to bring you back. We're going to get into these songs, man, especially, you know, in the next one, part two, we're going to get into this. We're going to start with My Soldier, okay? But check this out. I'm going to play one more song. It's called Talk to My People. Talk to My People. I love the title. So let's check this out. A little 3-minute track here. Let's go for it.
Yo, we got too many out there not knowing the truth. Can I talk to my people? Can I talk to my people? Too many of us walking around like we bulletproof. False pride, decolonized. Recognize the truth. If you really knew where you came from, who your ancestors were, you know who you are. Nothing more dangerous than an educated, sober mind. Instead, we choose to follow lies of arrogant minds. We the majority, being oppressed by the minority. There's blood in the roots, resins evident where arrows used to shoot, bullets now shoot. Ain't no dream catchers trapping these real nightmares. They just hang as decorations on people's walls. My people, can you stand tall? Res became our truth when we allowed them to separate us. We was once one nation, first nation, indigenous, we are the truth. Step on the plot to erase our existence, our resilience. We are eternal beings. Now live your truth. What's on your mind? You can hear my line anytime, day or night. If you see something, say something, got your back, won't be right.
I've been through hell and struggle, everybody know my life.
What's on your mind? You can hear my line anytime, day or night. If you see something, say something, got your back, won't be right.
I try to testify about my life in the sky. Lord, they hit me.
This for my people in native sin. We finna make it. That statement killing me lately. We y'all got limitations. No transparency, tongue tied with these Caucasians. I'm far from racist, my offspring in the race. If I'ma say so, but eight hoes is middle grade. Since building Legos and snatching egos off dinner plates. The chosen one like Neo. Open your mind, don't think about it. No, you can't what Morpheus said. This is the prophecy. I was got my head. But shit just gotta be tiring. Walking like you dead. Settling for less when the best you are. Time to set it off. I said before, how the system is. The only difference is mental imprisonment. Niggas living with daily. We different, make us still complaining. One day we'll get it. Till then, fuck one day we'll get it. What you saying? Before I leave, I wanna say, Jah. Hear my people, please take away the brainwash. I pray for me, brethren, and me, sister, and Selah. I pray for me, brethren, and me, sister, and Selah. Hey, before I leave, I wanna say, Jah. Hear my people, please take away the brainwash.
All right, check this out. We're gonna go overtime. This is such a great show. We're gonna go overtime. Before one, check this out. We got some callers, okay? So the first caller is calling all the way from Houston. Actually, a Taino brother, and his name is Guariboe, the son of the warrior. Guariboe, you're on. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Greetings.
Awesome. Listen, we're running short of time, but tell us, what do you thought about the show? We got any words you want to share?
What when I got in so far, I'm just overwhelmed by listening to my elders speak about their own experiences and their own perceptions of what they have been going through in their path, which is, you know, those trickles of the river that lead to the same ocean. So listening to this great rivers is just an honor. So really, I salute you with all my heart.
Oh man, that's awesome, man. Thanks for tuning in. Don't go. We're going to go on overtime, but don't go anywhere, Guadi Boy. Just stay right there. We got another person. I don't know where they're from. Sorry, I should have asked. But this is Missy. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Missy.
What's up, Miss?
Oh, wait. Oh, where you from? Where you from?
I'm from Oklahoma. That's you. 4-1. My girl. So I'm Oklahoma.
Nice. Straight up Oklahoma. That is deep.
Shout out to Oklahoma.
Yeah, man. So what do you thought about the show? Do you want to share anything?
It's been... Not here. Everybody, and especially my girl, that you know, she's standing and making things happen for our people, and we need to stand for
her. Awesome. I think the reception is a little off. It's the internet, you know. But man, thanks for calling in. We actually ran out of time. 4-1, we ran out of time. Blackfeather, what do you think? Well,
I'm ready for part two.
Yeah, we gotta do part two. But check it out, man. I wrote some things, predicting what was gonna happen today. And all you callers, you know, you're on the line. You can listen, definitely. I wrote something.
I think we run another half hour, man.
We'll try, man. But, yeah, Block Radio might shut us down a little bit, I think, soon. But check this out. I wrote a reflection of how I predict the show will go. And this is what I wrote in English. We respond to the struggles of resistance and freedom. That's what came to me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say that in the Taino language. Guac asukta atuma sabara ragua. Oria ishisak ragua. Ota ahutira. And that's in Taino. We respond to the struggle with resistance and freedom.
Headphone warning. Guazabala.
There you go. So to all my Aguala brothers out there and Epaya, my sisters out there, thank you so much. Check it out. I 4-1, I translated that into Taino, and it means Kobish Hek. That's 4-1. So Kobish Hek. So, wow, we're running out of time. But check it out. I'm going to get a song for all of us here. And after this song, the show will be over. But I promise, this will be part two. Will be coming up, okay? So let me see if I can get it. All right, this is actually, wow, a North American war song. And I forgot who sings this, but let's see. Thank you all for tuning in. Wasawala Taino Radio. Wasawala means get it out. War. But this war is non-violent. It's a non-violent war. against ignorance and arrogance. I'd like to thank once again 4-1 for being here, co-host Black Feather of the Taino people. I'd like to thank
you. Thank you.
So I'd like to end the show with one more song, and I'm looking at the song right now. Oh boy, I'm a little slow here. Go for it.
Right.